Let's see how loud a 1,000 men from Folsom can be. Let's hear it right now. Come on.
Hey, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming, coming down that railroad track. It's that orange blossom special, bringing my baby back.
The thing was, we had somebody coming in to us, somebody from outside. And in the case of Johnny Cash, here's a man that's taking an interest in what's happening. He knows that this is Folsom Prison, and this is no joke. And it is not, and it was not.
Cash truly believed that if we all cared about those men behind bars, if we did something to try to help them, if we took a personal interest in their plight, we could make a difference.
In 1968, Johnny Cash entered California's notorious Folsom Prison to play a concert. It wasn't his first show there, or his last, but this time he captured on tape the raw energy of the prisoners and the camaraderie he felt with them. Cash knew that there were a lot of people living in prison just like Folsom that needed to be treated like human beings. In time, he became a powerful voice for prison reform. We'll hear highlights from Cash's Folsom concert and talk to people who were there to see it. I'm Rodney Crowell, and welcome to Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. There seems to be only one way to start this show, so let's get to it.
Well, now. Oh, boy, that grows a new eyebrow, won't it? Pretty hot. That there's Marshall Grant. That there's W.S. Holland. That there's the worst of all, Luther Perkins. Okay, we're ready to do the record session. You ready? All right. Now, I need your help. When John comes out here, he will say, and which will be recorded, "Hi there, I'm Johnny Cash." When he says that, then you respond. Don't respond to him walking out. Welcome him after he says, "Johnny Cash." I'll have my hands up, and you just follow me. Okay, you ready?
We're ready. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, "Son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns." But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
And if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Folsom Prison Blues, performed by Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Three in the cafeteria of Folsom Prison. Let's get a little background on the institution itself.
The worst place I've ever been in my life. I hated that institution with a passion.
Millard Dedman sat in the audience that day.
Oldest prison in the state of California is San Quentin. So a lot of people think it's Folsom, but it's not. San Quentin was the first prison, the state prison that they built, I believe. And then Folsom. And it was terrible.
Jim Brown worked at Folsom as a guard and at the prison museum.
The history of Folsom Prison, we officially opened July the 26th, 1880. Our records here in the museum show the first inmate was here in 1873, working on the grounds, cutting trees down and digging ditches and for the water flow and of this nature. The actual opening was in 1880. Old cell block number 5 was open.
Author Michael Streithgoof.
Folsom was opened in the American River Valley, about 25 miles outside Sacramento. The American River Valley is gold mining country, and there's also a lot of granite to be mined on the grounds of Folsom. So that's where the prisoners went to work. They went to work hammering stone as in kind of the stereotypical prisoner's plight.
Again, Jim Brown.
The Natoma Mining Company owned this property before the state owned it. And they pretty much brokered a deal that if we let you buy this land cheap to build a prison, you have the water, you have the granite, you could build a prison, and if you do build a prison, you could build a dam. You could build powerhouses which would generate electricity. That was their interest. Their name changed from the Natoma Mining Company to the Natoma Water and Electric after that.
When San Quentin Prison became too crowded, they sent the hardest, meanest inmates to Folsom. Its reputation grew from there.
Oh, come all you young fellers, so young and so fine, seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mine. It'll form as a habit and seep in your soul till the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. Where it's dark as a dungeon, damp as the dew, danger is double, pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls, the sun never shines, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Well, it's many a man that I've seen in my day. No laughing during the song, please. It's been recorded, I know, hell. Don't you know it's recorded? Like a fin with his dope and a drunkard with his wine, a man will have lust for the lure of the mine. And I pray when I'm dead and my ages shall roll that my body would blacken and turn into coal. Then I'd look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner digging my bones. Where it's dark as the dungeon, damp as the dew, danger is double, pleasures are few where the rain never falls, the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
Dark as a Dungeon, performed by Johnny Cash with the Tennessee Three, which included guitarist Luther Perkins, bassist Marshall Grant, and drummer W.H. Fluke Holland. You're listening to Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. I'm Rodney Crowell.
I recall the orientation when I first arrived at Folsom Prison.
Former inmate Millard Dedman.
They take you over to the receiving room, somewhere there. They had a little room there. Oh, conference room. That's what it was. And they give you a little orientation on it. And here's what they tell you, roughly. This is Folsom Prison. We expect for you to do what we tell you to do. You want to live to get out of here. This is what you are going to have to do. When we tell you to do something, we mean for you to do it. We don't want to wait around and have to beg and ask you how many times to do it. If we tell you to do something, do it. Do your own time. You got a number, right? Stenciled right on your shirt there. That's your number. Do your own time. Mind your own business. Don't do these things. You don't gamble. You don't play the pools. You know what I mean? You don't get involved in all these activities, these illegal activities, things that prison rules, breaking the prison rules. And whatever we tell you not to do, don't do it. You know? Because if you do, then you're going to run afoul of us, and we're going to tell you one time.
Former correctional officer Jim Brown.
Yeah, when we have a new prisoner come into the prison, my rule of thumb was I would tell them, okay, I don't care what you did on the streets. Everything starts right now. You want to be treated like a man? You act like a man. I'll treat you like a man. The rest of the staff will treat you like a man. You want to act stupid, then we'll act stupid. If you want to start fighting, we'll start fighting. So the best thing is just try to get along, do what you're supposed to do, follow the instructions, and everything will work out. You'll do your time, do your number. You know, you came in with your number, do your number. Don't do somebody else's time for them.
There's a lot of strange men in cell block 10, but the strangest of them all was a friend of mine who spent his time staring at the wall. Staring at the wall. As he looked at the wall, so strong and tall, you could hear him softly curse. Nobody at all ever climbed that wall, but I'm gonna be the first. I'm gonna be the first. Well, the warden walked by and said, son, don't try. I'd hate to see you fall, for there is no doubt they'll carry you out. If you ever touch that wall, if you ever touch that wall. Well, a year went by since then, and that's the truth. Well, a year's gone, them mean bastards, ain't they? Well, a year's gone by since he made his try, but I can still recall how hard he tried and the way he died, but he never made that wall. Never made that wall. Well, there's never been a man ever shook this can, but I know a man who tried. The newspapers called it a jailbreak plan, but I know it was suicide. I know it was suicide.
The Wall, sung by Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. Journalist Gene Bealey joined the Cash entourage on January 13, 1968 for the Folsom concert.
Well, I think the things I remember most, it was a beautiful day, and when we got off the airplane, it was PSA, the old PSA airline, and June, in her Southern Belle style, said, wow, this is a huckleberry picking day.
The group got quiet after being escorted through locks and doors onto the Folsom Prison grounds.
I was a very naive Montana boy. You got to realize I was probably 28 years old. And coming from Montana, I think what I got out of the experience was seeing that there were a lot of baby-faced men young men there who looked like the neighbor next door. I mean, sure, you had your Hell's Angel types that looked like they'd rather twist your neck and kill you than talk to you, but I would say it was almost 50-50 that a lot of them looked like your neighbor next door. And so I took away maybe a new enlightenment to be more on guard in life because of that experience.
The concert took place in the cafeteria, and Gene Bealey returned recently to find out more about the history of the room.
Where John's stage was for the original concert, about 100 feet stage right was the original hanging area. So just think, maybe there were a few ghosts enjoying that concert by the songs like Shot a Man in Reno, just to hear him die.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal with 23 minutes to go. But nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sent for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Then the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die with 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye with 18 minutes to go. Now here comes a preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap and it chills my spine. 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, all they work just fine. 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movies, so forget about me. 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on a trap and my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? 7 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky with 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man to want to die with 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows, 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go.
"25 Minutes to Go," performed by Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Three. Coming up, myths, legend, and much more music. I'm Rodney Crowell, and you're listening to Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. Welcome back to Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. I'm Rodney Crowell.
On a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, they locked me in the jail.
Oh, boy.
On a Wednesday, my trial was attested. On a Thursday, they said guilty, and the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes around my shoulders. I got chained around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulders. And them chains, they're about to drag me down.
That was in a 1958 audience that he did. New Year's Day at San Quentin, and he'd lost his voice that day, and he was just a whisper, but his charismatic manners and everything sold him out to the convicts, and they really liked him. And I did too, and I was all prepared not to like him for whatever reason. You know, suddenly I understood when he didn't have a voice and he was able to bring the people around, I understood the power of Johnny Cash, and it was overwhelming.
Singer and songwriter Merle Haggard spent time in the California prison system. Despite all the rumors, Johnny Cash did not.
Oh, I think for the grace of God, there go I. You know, that was his feelings, I think, towards the convicts, that he was just about a quarter of an inch from there himself, and had he not had money, he probably would have wound up there. He was Johnny Cash, and he got away with things that he knew he shouldn't have got away with. And there's probably guys in prison for doing less than things he did every day, and he knew that. And one time he told me, he said, "You know, Haggard," he said, you're everything that people think I am." I said, "Yeah, but not my choice, you know." And you know, he'd never really been to jail. You know, he spent like 4 hours one time in a jail, but he identified, he understood somehow, and the convicts knew it.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, "Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down." Said, "Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shot her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more." When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dirty carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. Up then he coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, "Come on, you dirty hack, into that district court." Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, "Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me." The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget today I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Cocaine Blues, performed by Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison.
The thing was, we had somebody coming in to us, somebody from outside. And in the case of Johnny Cash, here was some man, here was a man here who was evidently interested in the environmental situation there at Folsom Prison.
Miller Dedman attended the show that morning.
Well, I can tell you, first of all, that any time, by my own feelings, that people were coming in from the outside to entertain us or for any kind of interaction or program that we had an opportunity to sit there with them, even if we had no contact with them, sit there and watch them and you know, you could relate to them even from this distance. He's up there on the stage, I'm sitting here in the audience, but that's Johnny Cash up there, you know, and those people there from the outside, and they're here because they're concerned about us. You know, they're here because they brought us something, you know. They had something to give to us, and they brought it here to us. So that's a good feeling, and that's, you know, that's a very good, it's the type of thing I was talking about. People, more people in the, outside community should show concern for what happens to a man, what kind of attitudes he's developing in there, what's being done to him, what's being done with him, to help him to cultivate any type of decent attitude, you know what I mean? Security become secure and mature, and you know, I mean, is anybody concerned? These are important issues, you know. And so when Johnny Cash, shows like Johnny Cash come in, it doesn't matter whether you like country music or what kind of music you like, you're going into that dining room and you're going to sit there and say, man, this is Johnny Cash. I'm going to hear Johnny Cash, you know. Hey, Johnny, thanks for coming, you know what I mean? And this is the feeling, you know. Yeah, you know, because if not, then you, as far as I'm concerned, you must have some kind of sick thing going inside you.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife.
Did I hear somebody applaud?
Now the scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Can I have a glass of water?
The Long Black Veil, sung by Johnny Cash. You're listening to Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. I'm Rodney Crowell.
Let me have a drink of water. I'm about to choke up. That's cocaine blues about gotten me. We got a special surprise for you fellas, and especially for one fellow. In a few minutes, we're going to record a brand new song that I just sang last night for the first time. It was written by somebody here in Folsom Prison. Can I have a drink of water? Last time I was here, I had a drink of water. And I don't know what the hell it run off of. I think it must have run off of Luther's boots or something. Is that water? You promise that's water, huh? Is that water, Bob? That's water. You serve everything in 10 cups? You caught it, didn't you?
Former prison guard Jim Brown.
You know, I remember at one point there was something said that he shouldn't do and say a couple things to incite the inmates. But I think he just kind of, you know, he just went with the flow. He, you know, the inmates were cheering him every time he'd say something like that. And the songs that he sang were about escape and, you know, things that prisoners could relate to. You know, it was like the glass of water incident where, you know, it was a tin cup and an inmate passed it forward so he could have something to drink. And he made reference that this is water, and meaning it's not Pruno, which is inmate manufactured alcohol. And he said something about the taste of the water. Back then, our water came from a small pond here on prison property, and it was pretty decent water. It went through a real good filtration plant. And he definitely worked the crowd. We got married in a
fever. Cash is poking fun at authority, the wardens and the criminal justice system. He's in fact criticizing the criminal justice system. And so in effect, Folsom is a social message. And I think that has a lot of appeal to many of to many in the audience.
Author Michael Streithguth.
You hear Cash, you hear him communing with the prisoners, you hear them carrying on like brothers in arms. And you could be forgiven in listening to this album if you believe that Cash had actually done some hard time. And I should add that Cash himself and the marketing of the album back in 1968 did nothing to discourage that myth. And in fact, it's that myth that Cash had done time, that he may have killed a man, he may have shot a man in Reno to watch him die, really grew from the Folsom album.
And the Folsom album brought Cash back to popularity after a long dry spell in the charts. But even the man in black had to lighten up the mood sometimes.
About halfway through the Folsom show, things were getting pretty heavy in that prison cafeteria. Cash was holding up a mirror to these men, and they were seeing their lives. They were seeing imprisonment. They were seeing oppression, all in the lyrics of Cash's music and in the way he delivered those lyrics. And so I think they were ready for some relief, and Cash knew that. He's a great showman. And he reels off a few novelty songs written by Jack Clement. But then he brings on June Carter, and she steals the show. And the men just go crazy. She's definitely a breath of fresh air right at the moment when Cash needed a breath of fresh air.
Enjoyed singing the song Jackson with Johnny Cash so much, and I've thought about you boys so many times, having been here last year with my family, and I really am pleased to be back and to be with you. I hope I'll be able to come every year. Thank you. There is another song that Johnny Cash and I did in an album called Carrying On with Cash and Carter, and we like to sing this one, so we thought we'd just sing it for you. This one's called I Got a Woman Way Across Town. Who's good?
I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Well, she's my baby when I'm in need. Oh, she's a real true friend indeed. I got a woman way across town. She's a good to me. Oh, yeah.
She's love me both day and night. Never grumbles and fusses, just treats me right. Ba-da-da-da-dee, ba-da-da-da-dee. I forgot
good to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's my baby. Don't you understand?
And fusses, just treats me right. Never walking in the street,
leave me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way across town, she's good to me. Oh yeah, I got a woman way across town, she's good to me. Oh yeah, when she's my baby, when I'm in need, oh she's a real. I got a woman across town, she's good to me. Oh yeah.
Got me a big man way over town, she's good to me. Oh yeah. Got me a big man way across town, he's good to me.
I Got a Woman, sung by Johnny Cash and June Carter at Folsom. Coming up, we'll find out how Cash became a spokesman for prison reform, and there'll be a lot more music, too. I'm Rodney Crowell, and you're listening to Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. Welcome back to Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. I'm Rodney Crowell.
I'm not in your town to stay, cried a lady old and gray to the warden of the penitentiary. I'm not in your town to stay, and I'll soon be on my way. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail.
Author Michael Strifecliffe.
One of the things that sets Cash apart from the rest is his interest in saying something with his music, doing something with his music, making music that makes a difference. And that does stretch back to the concept albums of the early 60s, albums that celebrated the working man, commented on the plight of the American Indian, and on and on. Cash saw himself as a folk singer. He saw himself as a storyteller who told the stories of a country, and also perhaps somebody who could make a difference with the music that he recorded and performed. And I think Folsom Prison, the album, is really connected to those early 60s concept albums. After all, Cash is going into the prison. He's shining the light on prison conditions and what it sounds like and feels like to be in prison. And it's a commentary on the conditions of people living on the fringes of society in the 1960s.
Yes, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail.
One song that Cash performed was written by an inmate named Glenn Shirley. More than any other prison song heard that day, Greystone Chapel was about Folsom life from an inside perspective. Cash learned the song the night before after his minister, Floyd Gressett, shared a recording of it. Greystone Chapel stood on the grounds of Folsom Prison. Former inmate Millard Dedman.
The Greystone Chapel was a building made of granite rock. Granite. Old rocks, I imagine that they, I know as a matter of fact, that they took from the rock quarry that used to be there at Folsom Prison way back in the old days, where they making big ones out of little ones, you know, they bust them up. And they built that Greystone Chapel. Inside, it was pretty much like any other church inside. But on the outside, it looked like it was a Greystone building, you know, a granite rock Greystone building.
Thank you very much. This next song was written by a man right here in Folsom Prison. And last night was the first time I've ever sung this song.
and we may be a little bit rough on it today. This song was written by our friend Glenn Shirley. And hope we do your song justice, Glenn. We're going to do our best. What key do we do it in? Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free. There's a gray stone chapel here at Folsom, a house of worship in this den of sin. You wouldn't think that God had a place here at Folsom, but he saved the soul of many lost men. Now this gray stone chapel here at Folsom stands 100 years old, made of granite rock. It takes a ring of keys to move here at Folsom, but the door to the house of God is never locked. Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but the Lord has set my soul free. There are men here that don't ever worship. There are men here who scoff at the ones who pray. But I've got down on my knees in that gray stone chapel, and I thank the Lord for helping me each day. Now this gray stone chapel here at Folsom, it has a touch of God's hand on every stone. It's a flower of light in a field of darkness, and it's given me the strength to carry on. Inside the walls of prison, my body may be, but my Lord has set my soul free.
Greystone Chapel, written by inmate Glenn Shirley and performed by Johnny Cash with the Tennessee Three and guitarist Carl Perkins. Former guard Jim Brown.
Back then, there was no locks on the chapel. The front door was never locked, basically. I mean, we do lock it now. There's a security fence out in front because of the way the prison has changed. But back in those days, the chapel was always open. Been several killings right there in the chapel. It just, you know, sometimes you think, wow, this is the house of the Lord. In fact, one of the chaplains stopped the inmate that was killing this guy, and he said, "Don't you realize you're in the house of the Lord?" And he said, "Well, Father, the Lord doesn't have to come far to get this one then, because this one's dead." Yeah, just it's kind of a harsh setting, but that's, you know, where we're at. That's just another place. But most of the men looked at the chapel. That was a sacred place. You didn't do anything in there.
There has always been a heated debate around the idea of prison as a place of rehabilitation. Millard Dedman received a certificate of rehabilitation after many years in the prison system.
These things are very, very important, you know what I mean? You know, because of the vast majority of people who go into prisons someday are released back into society. Now, that's a serious thing to think about, you know what I mean? What are you doing to him while he's in there? You know, what are you making? You're making an animal? I mean, are you taking away all of his human dignity, his decency, his, you know, or you're creating a beast? You're making a beast out of a man? Well, you know, those are important questions. And these are things that people in society need to be made aware of. You know, these same guys that you're sending to prison are going to be released someday. And they're going to come back out here, and what happens? You know what I mean?
After 7 years behind these bars together, I'll miss you more than a brother when you go, when you go. If only I had not tried to escape, they'd pardon me with you, I know, yes I know. Won't you tell the folks back home I'll soon be coming? And don't let them know I never will be free, be free. Sometimes write and tell me how they're doing, and send a picture of Mother back to me. Say hello to Dad and shake his poor hard-working hand, and send a picture of Mother if you can. I'm happy for you that you got your freedom, but stay with me just another minute or so, or so. After all this sweat and blood together, who'll be my fighting partner when you go, when you go? The hardest time will be on Sunday morning. Church bells will ring on Heaven Hill, Heaven Hill. Please ask Reverend Garrett to pray for me, and send a picture of Mother if you will. Say hello to Dad and shake his poor hard-working hand, and send a picture of Mother if you can.
Send a Picture of Mother, performed by Johnny Cash. You're listening to Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. I'm Rodney Crowell. Author Michael Streithguth.
By the 1960s, Folsom had really become a symbol of the failed criminal justice system in the United States. Folsom was overcrowded. Prisoners would come out just to go back into prison. Recidivism rates in California were sky high. So when people talked about Folsom in the 1960s, they tended to talk about the failure of the criminal justice system. And then comes Johnny Cash. And I think Johnny Cash is thinking about showing some love to these prisoners, taking their minds away from the hardship of prison life. But his visit there also happens to coincide with a growing chorus of voices in society saying, demanding, in fact, that we should do something about our prisons. And for that reason, Cash's social message, his album, is really co-opted by the prison reform movement.
Cash didn't seem to mind being drawn into a movement to improve prison conditions.
It's Cash's senator, Tennessee Senator Bill Brock, who organizes hearings in Washington and brings Cash to testify. And, of course, Cash's presence in the Washington hearing room attracts the attention of all of the networks and the major newspapers. But Cash brings along with him Glenn Shirley, who had been an inmate at Folsom and, in fact, had written the song Greystone Chapel, which Cash performed that day at Folsom. And Cash had worked through the late 60s and early 70s to get Glenn Shirley paroled from prison. He, in fact, enlisted the help of the governor of California, Ronald Reagan, and Billy Graham. And so by that time, Shirley is out. He's paroled basically to the supervision of Johnny Cash, who employs him in his publishing company and also takes Glenn Shirley on the road as a performer. So Glenn Shirley accompanies Cash to that subcommittee hearing, and it's really Glenn's appeal, his plea, that politicians and people across the nation take up an interest in the prison reform question and make a difference. Cash later on in the day
went to the White House and sat down with Richard Nixon and prodded him also to do something about prison reform.
Well, they're hanging Joe Bean this morning for killing a man in Arkansas. Funny thing about it, Joe Bean has never been to Arkansas. On top of that, Joe Bean never heard of the man. In fact, today is Joe Bean's 20th birthday. See through the prison bars, Joe Bean. See where the gallows stand. Just 20 short years from the day you were born, you die by the hangman's hand. Yes, they're hanging Joe Bean this morning for a shooting that he never did. He killed 20 men. By the time he was 10, he was an unruly kid. Yes, they're hanging Joe Bean for the one shooting that Joe Bean never did. Well, Joe, your mother is at the Capitol asking the governor for a stay. And it's hard on her, cause she knows where you were on that particular day. You were working, Joe Bean, hard working, robbing the Santa Fe. Well, the telegraph wires are humming, hear the governor's words come through. He said, I can't set you free. It's not up to me, but this much, Joe Bean, I'll do. I'll join your mother in extending birthday greetings to you. Happy birthday, Joe Bean.
Joe Bean, performed by Johnny Cash. Former prison guard and Folsom historian Jim Brown.
Prison reform, to some respect, it does work. But the inmate has got to want to change and do better. I can point out lifers that have spent 20, 30 years here in this prison and have worked hard to get out. Now that they're out, they're holding down good jobs, going to work 5 days a week and staying out of trouble just because of the commitment that they made to get out of prison, that they set their own goals, and now they're staying out.
Singer-songwriter Merle Haggard.
We know America is set up where if you get a break in life, if you have an education, if you have money, that America is supposed to be is at your fingertips. And if you're a guy who's been to jail and has none of those things that I mentioned, then America isn't very... isn't real. It's hypocritical. And Walter Winchell, one of the great anchorman, I don't know if you guys remember him, he once said that if you want to see the scum of the earth, come to San Quentin and watch the guards change shift. Well, everybody liked him from that day forth, too. You never find a wealthy man in prison. It's always somebody that didn't have a lawyer. And I guess you look for a friendly voice, and Johnny Cash was that friendly voice. And he was making it out there amongst all those people we didn't understand. And it gave me inspiration to try.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and my papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yeah.
Yes, they'll all come to see me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I'll awake and look around me to the cold gray walls that surround me. And then I realize I was only dreaming. For there's a guard and a sad old padre, arm in arm, I walk at daybreak again. I touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of the old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Green, Green Grass of Home, sung by Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison was produced by Joyride Media. Paul Chouffeau and Joshua Jackson are the producers. Our executive producer is John Bernile. Our associate producer, Andy Kahn. All songs on this program can be found on the Columbia Legacy CDs, Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. Interviews with Merle Haggard, Millard Dedman and Jim Brown are from the documentary Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison by Northern Lights Productions. Special thanks go to Adam Block, John Jackson, Eric Molt, Tom Carding, Steve Berkowitz, Tom Burley, Shannon Mueller, Bob Johnston, Nick Falcone, Dominic Musaccio at Northern Lights Production, and I'm Rodney Crowell. Thanks for listening.